Garen Hamby of the Eagleville FFA chapter in Tennessee conducts research that is tied to other enterprises, including a livestock operation called Hoofstock Ventures and a strategy marketing consultancy called Ag Exceed. Garen, you just won the AgriScience Research Integrated Systems area of the National Proficiency. How does it feel?
If I had to pick one word, I would probably say exhilarating yet humbling at the same time. Obviously I'm a salesman for Tennessee, and to make my state proud is something that, and have all those folks behind me and supporting me, is certainly important to remember when you win an award like this. That rush when you get on stage is also hard to replicate and explain into words, but I think it's something that definitely covers it very, very well.
Yes, it's definitely the culmination of a lot of hard work within your project. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your proficiency.
Sure. Well, it's multifaceted. So actually, over the span of, I believe, 6 years now, or I guess 5 years, going on 6 years of membership, I did six agri-science research projects. Half of those being in animal systems based around my seed stock flock, Hoofstock Enterprise, or Hoofstock Ventures. Most of those are around one was about mostly LAI and AI work. The first one I did was a three-year research study based on comparing two estrus programming protocols and comparing those, which one is more accurate. The following year, I did a study on anti-PMSG antibodies, which hasn't been covered in over 30 years, in fact. There was a study done over in Europe 30 years ago in 1990 that had covered the effects of anti-PMSG antibodies, which is believed to have diminished reproductive outcomes over time when that hormone is used, or PMSG is used, which is in PG600. I found that's actually not the case, as there is not diminished returns as things have evolved over time, which is our protocols, what products we use. Moving into Ag Exceed, my main research project there was actually last year, or was done for Ag Exceed, which explored the opportunities for marketing and assistance for businesses across the U.S. In fact, right now, I'm actually doing a logo design for a company called Black Dog, and they do drone work, and I'm doing a logo, website, and a car design, for like a car wrap and drone designs for them, which is pretty fantastic to have that kind of work. But it mostly explored those types of enterprises and whether, do they need marketing help, and are they confident in what they're doing right now.
Garen, it sounds like you've really gone into an extensive amount of research with a lot of preparation and then putting in, I'm sure, a lot of long, hard hours into this project here. How did you get into all of this? What's your background here?
Sure. Well, at least my background, I'm kind of a, as my teammates call me, I'm kind of a dork, so to speak. So I love research. I love to learn. And I think exploring the ag sphere and learning more about it, more for myself and my own businesses, if it's proof of concept, or even trying to expand the knowledge. As I think about my future career, I have a huge desire to have my PhD in something, whether that may be, it may change over time, only my second year of college. So I have some time to decide what I want to do down that pathway. But my father has his PhD, and he kind of pushed me to challenge those norms and want to explore new areas and things that I found interesting. So again, to recap, I was kind of pushed that direction, and I kind of found a love and a passion for it as during my time at FFA.
A PhD is a very impressive thing to have your eyes set on. Do you have any idea what your future plans will be as far as career-wise?
That's a tough one to ask. I've been flip-flopping an awful lot lately, to be honest with you. I think if the Ag Exceed thing does end up kicking off, I want to hang on to that for as long as I can. I think the PhD is something that's more be kind of fun to get, to say, hey, I've done this in life, right? I love research, and it's also a good fallback, too, if things for Ag Exceed don't work out, but hopefully it does.
So, obviously, you've put in a lot of hard work. We've really covered this, and you can tell by the way that you talk that you're very proud of it, and as you should be. But I'm sure it's taken some help from people around you. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank for helping you get to where you are today?
Oh, there's definitely a long list. I think to start off with, my parents who have been huge contributors in terms of A, supporting me, and B, helping me figure out what I need to do to help, do proper research. I think moreover, Dr. Rachel Weiss helped me develop my AI protocols, also helped me understand, how to conduct statistics for research. I mean, it's incredibly important. It's, at the end of a research paper, you have to do all these stats alongside of it. So they were, those people were also huge factors. Moreover, Mr. Dwayne Hurlman out in Oklahoma, he's a sheep breeder, and he kind of guided me and helped me kind of get my livestock flock started in the first place, and kind of gave me a love for those Dorset Advantage sheep that I hold so dear to me.
That sounds amazing, Garen. The winner of the AgriScience Research Integrated Systems Proficiency, Garen Hamby from the Eagleville FFA chapter in Tennessee. Once again, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Adam Loker reporting for National FFA.